Oh Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Oh Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Help them to righteousness, come what may. Help them to righteousness, come what may. Youth matters.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our first episode of Silsila on our new topic, Youth Matters. No doubt, youth matters is very important. What we do in our youth, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, it does have effect on the rest of our life, what we experience. And youth, they face many matters in their life and during the course of their upbringing and their learning process. Some of these matters have a good impact on them, some have a negative impact. But these difficulties that they are facing are growing day by day. They are facing difficulties in many, many different areas and different parts of their life that they face. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this series, Youth Matters, we'll be discussing some of these and be trying to tackle them, highlight these issues, make people aware of the situation for the youth and make people aware, especially the viewers, aware of maybe your child or people that you know may be going through this, where you can help them and we can help others, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Before we start today's topic, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll listen regarding the benefits of Durood-e Pak, inshallah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, whoever recites Salat upon me one time, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 blessings upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we should spend our days reciting Durood-e Pak, remembering the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Aqa, our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's topic, dear viewers, is regarding something which many people suffer, many people face, but it's very hard to sometimes highlight it, identify it. Even many teachers, they say it's very hard to identify this topic or this issue in our schools, in our institutions, but many people suffer through it. Maybe through their primary school life, high school life, it continues, and then it has an impact, a long-lasting impact on their life because nobody tackles it or nobody can identify it or solve it. And that issue that we're talking about is bullying. Bullying is such an issue that if you ever have suffered from it or are suffering from it, then no doubt it has a negative impact on your day and your life. And those that are bullying, maybe you don't realize you're bullying. Maybe it's just a joke or a little bit of a laugh. Maybe you don't realize the suffering you are causing somebody, but through your gestures, through what you are saying, through what you are posting, all of this is making somebody else's life a misery. So today's topic is for all of these people to, inshallah, realize, and hopefully we can stop this. Even if one person stops it, then we have gained some sort of success. So today's topic is regarding bullying. Now, the first definition of bullying, what is bullying? People may not realize that I'm saying words or making such gestures that this classes as bullying. For some, it might just be a laugh. It's mentioned that the definition, if somebody physically hurts you or verbally abuses you, this classes as bullying. And this could come under the category of racist comments, comments about somebody's skin color, religious bullying because of your belief or faith. It could be due to your size, the way that you look, the way that you are. Somebody's making comments about you, or you are making comments about somebody else. Typical one is regarding the glasses. Somebody's wearing glasses and we know what comments are made to them. Somebody's size is not like how it should be and they're making comments about them. Somebody might not be tall and they're making comments. Somebody might be too tall and they're making comments. Bullying on ability. How many times are youngsters fearful or apprehensive to go to school because they are worried that somebody's going to tease them about their ability in school? Remember that you might not be as clever as somebody else, or somebody might not be as clever as you, but it doesn't give you any excuse to make comments about them. Or it could be nowadays, which is even become worse. Why is it worse? Because before, when somebody was bullied, Maybe it would be 9, from 9 till 3:30 when it was school time. You could maybe escape the bully, go run away from him, go through a different gate, and then at least you got that peace. While you're home, you feel safe. While you're home, you're thinking that nobody can get to me. I'm in my castle, in my fortress. Now the situation has got a lot worse. Why? Because the bullying has taken a different dimension. It's become cyberbullying. Bullying in such a way that the victim, he can't escape it 24/7. Posts are made about him, comments are made about him, and this is what we're going to be talking about today. Remember, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember that if we look at definitions from an Islamic point of view about those people that make comments that make other people's life difficult, from an Islamic point of view, we are encouraged to help Muslims. We are encouraged to be there for Muslims. We are encouraged to help those that are not as maybe as fortunate as us. But the situation has become, unfortunately, such that we make in comments. It's mentioned that the famous Tabi'i commentator Sayyidina Mujahid Ali Rahma, he said, those in hell will be afflicted with this punishment where they will have such an itch and pain that they will scratch their bodies till the bone of one of them will be exposed. Or it will be mentioned to them, it will be called to him, oh so-and-so, do you feel pain due to it? He will reply, yes, I feel pain due to this punishment. The one calling out will say, you used to hurt Muslims. This is your punishment. Hurting Muslims, today we take it very lightly. Muslims in our class, Muslims in our community. And what does bullying do to an individual? Have we ever thought, how does that individual feel? What does he have to face and go through? There are some impacts that the bullying affects. And let's mention some of them. Why? Because it could be the case that our son, daughter, child don't want to go to school, or they might be afraid to be alone. Why? Where does bullying normally take place? In those places where there's no supervision. In the cloakrooms, in the corridors, on the way out of the gates, while you are lining up. And many a times, the bully acts as the victim. Like, I've not done nothing. In the line, they're the ones that are punching, they're the ones that are kicking. To identify, that's difficult. They're afraid to be alone. Why? Because they're facing these comments. They're facing this when nobody's there. They're anxious. Bullying leads to an individual being very anxious. Their confidence goes down. They don't want to stand up and talk in front of the class. All because of the comments that we are making. And sometimes we're thinking that that comment's made by somebody else. I only laughed. But your laughing is adding to their misery. Your laughing is adding to their agony. Your laughing in the class is also contributing to the bullying. Then their schoolwork will go down. Your schoolwork will go down. Imagine right behind me right now, the person that's making comments or gestures sitting right behind me. Am I going to be able to concentrate on my desk? Am I going to be able to write or listen to the teacher knowing that person is sitting behind me? Work starts to go down. An individual that has good prospects, has good chance of getting results due to the bullying, the comments made to them, they don't feel like even giving an answer. Many times in class, they know the answer. They don't want to put their hand up. Why? Comments are going to be thrown at them. And if we are these individuals that are making these comments, then think, what are we doing? It's also mentioned that they're afraid to go to school. No doubt, they're going to be afraid to go to school. Why? Who wants to look forward to more misery and agony every day? So these are all things that are affecting those that do go to school and they face bullying. Low self-esteem. And the worst thing that this happens is a life impact. It's a life impact. Often the effects of bullying can last long after the bullying stops. It's not just the case that they finish primary school and the effect of this, the impact of this finishes. No, it still carries on. You feel nervous when you go for a job. You feel people are going to make comments about you. That stays in your mind, that nickname that we labeled on somebody that stays with them. We found it funny, but they're finding it hard to get rid of. Also, some who are bullied never fully recover. And some bullies never stop hurting others. As a Muslim, we should never hurt others' feelings. Never make it difficult for them. As a Muslim, others should be free from our nastiness, from our tongue, from our hands, from any kind of gesture. We should be making it easy for our Muslim brothers, for our sisters, and especially those in our classes, those are our friends, those are our Muslims in our class, making it easy for them, even causing difficulty. to people that are not Muslim is not permissible, let alone Muslims in our class and in our society. If you look further, we mentioned where this bullying takes place, and especially those that are in the teaching field or they supervise children, whether it's in madrasa or whether it is in schools or wherever, in colleges. It's not just the case that people are bullied in primary or secondary school or in madrasas. It's the case that this continues at a higher level in college, you can continue universities, you can continue. So especially people that supervise, keep an eye out. They always say that you have to have, as a teacher, a sixth sense. You have to, it's a saying, that you have to keep a lookout and always think that what might be happening when I'm not looking. When you're writing on the board, what's happening behind you? When you're writing on the board, who is saying what to somebody else, we don't know. A teacher once said that in the first row, the first set of desks. Now you couldn't imagine that in the first set of desks, those students are right underneath your eyesight, that somebody can bully. Maybe somebody at the back or somebody you can't see. But the way that they were bullying was that they were writing notes and then dropping it onto that student's desk in such a way that they were reading those comments. So comments are made through writing, through gestures. And as a teacher, you turn around and they're done. And then the person doing it, he won't admit it. He won't own up to it. So need to keep a lookout in places where children are vulnerable. And normally, there's a very high percentage that stats say that children that are in school normally face and experience the bullying. More than half the children said that it happened during the age of 11 to 16, during this time. And there's many other stats that very high percentage have experienced appearance-based bullying due to their appearance. Nobody selects their looks. Nobody goes to the shopping center to buy a nose or ears. The way that we look, we should be proud of the way that we look. The way that we are, we should be confident the way that we look, whether we wear glasses or whether how our skin color is or our height. When you become confident in yourself, then you don't feel inferior in front of other people. But what happens is due to being targeted for appearance, the person doesn't feel confident who they are. And normally, this also leads to that person then not wanting to do and achieve the things that they want to further on in life. I mentioned earlier at the start of the silsila, something that on the increase, something that is making it more difficult for students, which is called cyberbullying. Cyberbullying, using social media platforms, using those messages services on our phones to send messages, and using these to target individuals and make their life a misery and make such people aware of maybe their faults or their appearances and make such comments about them that they feel like they cannot go to school, they cannot go to their college. Now when they come home and we edit a picture of them, write a comment at the bottom and send it and the whole school has seen, how are they supposed to go to face this in the next day? The bullying, they haven't even entered the school or the classroom and everybody's laughing at them. Imagine that you walk in and you don't know why someone's laughing at you. Why they're giggling? Why 5-6 people looking at you, pointing at you and making comments? So cyberbullying, unfortunately, reached a stage where people and students, they couldn't handle it. They've ended up committing suicide, taking their own life. It's reached that extent. Again, be careful what you post about yourself. Don't give people images of yourself. Sometimes you think they're my friend, they're my colleague, or share a picture of them, of myself when I was younger, or a picture of myself doing something very silly. But later on, that same friend might be using it in the wrong way when you're no longer friends. So don't give pictures of yourself. Everybody doesn't look at you with the same eye. So remember that the evil eye is haq. The evil eye and people looking at you in certain ways can make you have that downfall and you don't realize. But we're so intent and we're so happy to share pictures of everything that we do. Pictures of going out, pictures of our trips, pictures of everything from eating all the way through our day, we're sharing with people. And then this could be used against individuals, against students, and used in a way that they are bullied. So don't give the bully images where they're going to use against you. And also the cybersecurity side. Don't give people information. Don't give people details. And especially for those youngsters that sometimes they share their details online. You don't know who's on the side of the network. You don't know who's on the other computer. So keep yourself safe. It's mentioned that 39%, there's another stat, 39% had a nasty comment posted on their profile. It's mentioned that 34% had a nasty comment posted next to their photo. And then the list goes on. The list goes on. I can't mention some of the platforms here, but the platforms that are being used to bully and make youngsters' life difficult, the platforms that are used, all the platforms that we commonly use. So to spread a message in classes before somebody might make a comment about you, it goes to one person, two people. But now at the moment with cyberbullying, the comments, they go so quickly, it's unbelievable. And the next thing that I want to make people aware of, if you receive such a comment about somebody, what is our job? Are we supposed to forward that comment or are we supposed to delete it? We forward the comment. We pass it on to others. We add to that misery and the anxiety of that person. Remember that the amount of people that we have forwarded to, we're going to be sinful. So if you receive something like this, delete it. Don't forward it. Don't pass it on to others. If we look further and we start to discuss that, why do people bully? Before I come to that, it's mentioned that Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad, once advising the Caliph Harun Rashid, said, "Oh, you with the beautiful face, remember you be held accountable to Allah Azza wa Jal about His creation on the Day of Judgment. If you want to protect your beautiful face from the hellfire, never spend your morning or evening in a way that you bear malice or hatred towards any Muslim at all. Indeed, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever wakes up in the morning with malice, a forethought, he will not be able to smell the fragrance of Jannah. Let alone enter Jannah, he won't be able to smell the fragrance of Jannah." Listening to this, the Caliph Harun Rashid, he began to cry. He began to cry, having hatred, malice in our heart for other Muslims. These people will never even smell the fragrance of paradise. And yet when we are bullying, making comments, it's not going to be out of love, is it? That you're feeling really happy with somebody and you're really pleased with them and you're going to make a really nasty comment about them. It's not going to be the case. The case is you're going to have some kind of hatred towards them, some kind of malice towards them. That's why you're going to make these comments. There's not going to be any other reason for that. So these individuals are being given a warning. Why do people bully? Why do bully? Data shows that those who bully are far more likely than average to have experienced a stressful or traumatic situation in the last 5 years. Examples include their parents, guardians splitting up, maybe a death in the family, etc. They've experienced something traumatic and now they can't handle that and they end up doing something which they shouldn't be in the form of making it difficult for somebody else. Then we see some of the main reasons that why people bully. Low self-esteem. In your class or in your year group, you might have such students that they can't achieve as good as you. They can't get to your class. They got low self-esteem. So they end up trying to bring you down, end up trying to distract you from your goal. So remember, you focus on your goal. Your focus is to achieve good, to achieve as best as you can. They can make the comments, but if you respond to the comments and show that you are being hurt by their comments, they will continue and continue. One teacher, he mentioned to me that if they call you such a name and you respond to it, they know that name has hurt you and caused you pain. They'll keep using that name. So you have to stand up, you have to be strong. Remember, if you give up, then in other places, in other institutions, at workplace, this will never ever go away fully. You have to always stand up to bullies. You have to always stand up to those people that are trying to make you feel low. You have to make sure that you stay strong. Another reason why they might bully, they may have been bullied. A normal reason and a normal statistic that's mentioned is that a bully normally bullies because they have been bullied. So they then feel that they need to bully somebody else. So this carries on. If you have been bullied, then you know how it feels. You know it's not right. You know it's not a nice feeling. So why do this to somebody else? Why inflict this pain and misery onto another individual? There's other reasons that are mentioned why people bully. And this is a sad situation that they might have a difficult home life. They might have come from a background where they don't have that ease and that comfort like everybody else. Normally, alhamdulillah, we are fortunate that we come from backgrounds where parents are caring, parents are loving. We have siblings, we have the extended family, we have the wider family that support us, encourage us. But going to school and remembering of such people that used to be in our classes, that they didn't used to come to school with no breakfast. They didn't used to come to school having that support and encouragement. They used to get no help at all. And they used to be in our class. And no doubt that they're not going to have the same stability with their learning and the focus like somebody that has been given that support from home. So this could be a reason that bullies are bullying, that they need to have their issue addressed that they are facing. Another reason that we have is a lack of education. And this is a big factor. You know, like we're receiving education now. We are listening, and this is gaining education about bullying. And one of the reasons is that it's lack of education. Education in somebody's life or a lack of it is definitely going to make that person not realize the impact they're having on somebody. They're not going to realize that what they are saying or they're doing to somebody is going to cause pain and grief to them. It's only a comment, it's only a joke. And due to that joke and that comment, the other person has suffered. One of the individuals who mentioned that they face bullying, and this is what they said. They said, as time went on, I then began feeling very depressed. So they faced bullying. They're saying they faced depression. I found it difficult to go to school. I had no motivation. I didn't want to leave my bed. I felt worthless. The last words really pain you. Somebody feeling so low, they feel worthless. Nobody's worthless. Nobody's worthless. They felt worthless to everyone. And that's the impact of the bully having an individual. And what that bullying was, what that bullying entailed, what that bully was saying to them, we've been listening about. So let's learn further about why people bully before we start to head to some solutions for this, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So lack of education. Educating people, making them aware, having workshops. And in some schools and many schools in the country, they have a bullying month or bullying week where people become aware of such things, so which is a good idea. So awareness needs to be created. Students need to be aware. Parents need to be aware that why is my child not going to school? Why are they lacking in their work? What's the reason for it? And try to get to the bottom of it and make sure that the bullying stops and the misery stops for the person that is facing the bullying. There are many ways you can deal with the bullying. One of them, don't blame yourself. Don't blame yourself. A lot of people think it's their fault. It's not your fault. These comments or these gestures that are being made towards you, they shouldn't be made. Next, don't keep it to yourself. And this is one very important thing. Don't keep it to yourself. Talk to anybody that you feel you can share this problem with. Whether it's your elder brother, sister, mom, dad, whether you have to write a note to your teacher and put it onto their table. And with that, I'll add, if you see somebody being bullied, then also try to help them. Try to make somebody aware that they're facing this suffering. If you feel worried, scared that the bully might attack you, write it down and put it onto the teacher's desk. Give it to somebody. Don't start missing school. That's not the solution. You start missing school, you're going to be behind. You are not going to achieve what you want to achieve. Don't be afraid to tell. And the last one is don't harm yourself. Don't harm yourself. There are many websites that are available. There are many support groups that are available. There are many options available to help you. So alhamdulillah, we've learned a very important topic today regarding bullying, cyberbullying, and regarding the effects of bullying and how we should deal with bullying. Alhamdulillah, this is the end of our first episode regarding youth matters. Please keep watching Madani Challenge and we'll see you in the next silsila. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Oh Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Help them to righteousness, come what may. Help them to righteousness, come what may.
Youth matters.